Ralph Sutton, the jazz piano player, has died at age 79. He lived in Colorado, not quite retired from a career in music, reaching back over six decades. He joined his first big band in 1941 when he was still in college. Critic Ralph Gleason once wrote, "Sutton is without a doubt the greatest exponent of the two hands and ten fingers style of playing." Ralph Sutton is best known for his stride playing, and we turned to Jay McShann, one of Sutton's jazz piano colleagues, for an explanation.
He was a hell of a stride man. Everybody knew that. First time I heard him, I thought he sounded like just like Fats Waller.
Like Fats Waller.
Yeah, he sounded just like Fats Waller to me. I said, "Man, I said, you sound just like Fats Waller, and you sing like..." It was right funny, you know.
Do you think that he studied Fats Waller's music? He must have.
Well, he told me that he liked Fats. Man, he says, "Fats Waller was my man." Yeah, he told me. Yeah, he said Fats was his man.
Mr. McShann, we're going to play a bit of music right now, and this is, of course, the great Fats Waller tune, Honeysuckle Rose. And we can hear the stride piano, but when it starts here and the tempo picks up, I'd like for you to describe for us exactly what's meant by stride piano.
He was striding.
Yes.
He was striding then.
What does it mean, though, stride piano?
That left hand. They use that left hand. They hit the dominant part of the chord, probably with two fingers, and then hit the full chord up there in the upper register. Boom, 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 boom.
So the right hand plays the melody. That's like regular.
Yeah.
And the left hand is bouncing.
Well, you can say bouncing. That's what they call stride.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it?
Like I said, bouncing.
Is it hard to do?
Well, you don't find no young piano players today stride. It's not easy to do. Musicians that come up that don't know what stride is. That's hard for them, you know.
It sounds like it's a great deal of fun to play that way.
Well, it is. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Well, you know what I mean.
Did you play much stride piano yourself?
Yeah, I could play stride.
Right.
But I didn't play it as well as Ralph did, you know.
Mr. McShann, have you had hopes of playing again with Ralph Sutton?
Well, Ralph had called me. He called me about 2 or 3 months ago and told me he wanted me to be sure and do a tour with him, start in Florida, which would start sometime in 2002. He said, "Now, don't let me down." He says, because they definitely want the Whorehouse piano players there.
The Whorehouse piano players.
Yes, yeah, so I told him, okay. I said, "Well, I'll contact you before the time. Or either you call me ahead of time, you know, and I'll make it." Look like we're not going to make it.
Mr. McShann, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Okay.
Have a happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Jay McShann speaking with us from his home in Kansas City about his friend and fellow jazz pianist, Ralph Sutton. Mr. Sutton died Sunday at 79.